98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air. Brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Wednesday morning, we talk with our friends at Berrien Community Foundation. And Susan Matheny is the program director at BCF. Also joined this morning by Bill Downey, who is the communications manager at the Cook Plant and the Heart of Cook Foundation as well. And that is what we're speaking about this morning, the Heart of Cook Awards grants. And we're speaking this morning with Susie first about BCF's grant-making family, which, of course, the Heart of Cook Awards happens to be included within. And it's a big part of the grant-making that occurs each year within BCF. Right, Susie?
Absolutely. So everybody's heard me say it, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's important. Berrien Community Foundation's goal in our community is to help resources meet needs. And we do this in so many different ways. Of course, people know about our, you know, we have grants and we have scholarships. But another way that we help make the resources meet the needs is we provide administrative services, support to other places, other organizations or entities that are interested and have a real heart and want to give back to the community. So we kind of take what we know and we help sort of give support to them and their efforts. And that's the case for the Heart of Cook grant program. The folks over at the Cook Plant, you know, have this great, you know, philanthropic heart. And so they allow us to provide support to them to help them do a program where they award grants each year. And those grants really, they target to assist agencies that are helping with educational projects, human service projects, and environmental nonprofit projects. So they do such great work with their grant program.
So let's talk for a moment, Bill, about the reception that occurred here. But first, a bit about the foundation and specifically the Heart of Cook Foundation. Can you tell us a bit about the mission and what you all hope to accomplish?
Yeah, absolutely. Susie kind of touched on it. You know, we're interested in helping out with educational, human services, and environmental type stuff. But really, it started back in 2004. And we've always been trying to find ways to give charitably to our nonprofits in the community. And in 2004, Berrien Community Foundation kind of helped us organize that and become our fiduciary and our administrative arm that kind of organized it all into one streamlined way of doing it, so it wasn't kind of haphazard. We have a name now, the Heart of Cook, and we have them as our administrative arm, and we get to kind of give out checks on an annual basis now, and they kind of taught us how to do it, so that's great. And this year we gave away just shy of $79,000 worth of grants to 29 organizations or thereabouts. And over the years, we've been doing this, and we've just topped the $1.1 million total mark, which is pretty cool. And I said this to the folks at our reception. You know, we don't always have the flashy, eye-popping grants that some other organizations do that, you know, get big notices in the paper. But we give away a lot of little grants, and those add up. And those folks that took our checks the other night were super appreciative of that, even though that, you know, they weren't the big whopping, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in a big single chunk. The little chunks sure do add up, and they do mean a lot to these folks, and we're very proud of that.
And by the way, that reception got to happen in person for the first time since 2019, so that's
special. Yes, it did. Yes, it did. I said it then, too. There's nothing like getting a cold hard cash check with a warm handshake. It's awesome.
And, you know, you talked about, again, some of these very special, some big, some small grants that were awarded, that these projects that these organizations are putting together, they mean the world to these organizations, and they can blossom into some of the biggest, projects that mean some of the biggest impact in their areas of focus and in the communities that they serve. You have a few examples you might want to share, perhaps?
Absolutely. Like I said, you know, you see the big grants that are for like the big buildings that are being built and those types of things. And that's all well and good because it certainly has impact in the community. But, we kind of quietly like to work behind the scenes. For example, we're passionate about food insecurity, for example. And there are a number of organizations that, you know, we're chipping in to try to keep them afloat with their operations and make sure that they can continue to do the good work that they do to bring food to families that need it. One of those is a blessings in a backpack. You know, there's a lot of kids that go home during the summer months or go home during the weekends, and they don't really have the food at home. Well, this helps them, keep the kids fed before they come into school so that they're ready to learn. It's those types of things that we're really passionate about. And there's another one that I really like, too. It's, you know, with the Benton Harbor Public Library, they got a grant to help purchase more books that are more reflective of, of the community that they live in, you know, that they want to be able to read about people that look like me, that sound like me, that have similar experiences to me. And, you know, sometimes you don't get that where you're going and in the environment that you get to be in. And so a lot of those kids want to see the authors and the type of characters and illustrations that reflect them. And I think that was a really neat movement that the Benton Harbor Public Library is trying to put on. And we're glad to be a part of that.
And so, you know, as you hear all these stories, see all these grants that get to be awarded, in a nutshell, why is it important that Cook, you know, be part of making this happen each year?
Again, we want to be a community partner, a community player. We've been here for a long, long time, and just being able to leverage what we have to provide for our community in any capacity, big or small. We want to be there. We've got a lot of folks that live in this community, and we're invested in it heavily, and we want to show that in what we do. And in whatever small way we can, and the dollars that we can give away, we're going to do that. And we've been looking for a way to do it. And in 2004, the Bering Community Foundation, I can't say enough about them in terms of the support that they give us, because they really put us on the right path. And, they do everything. We just get to give them some money at the beginning, and then we get to have some fun and give it out at the end. And they do all the hard work in between. Awesome.
Well, that is great to hear, Bill. So thank you very much for telling the stories of everything that's going on here with the Heart of Cook Awards and the Cook Foundation and the Heart of Cook Foundation. And Susie, you know, as organizations are hearing this, they might say, I wonder if I'm eligible. Maybe there are some agencies that might want to know if they might be eligible for an application for next year's awards. How can they find out about that?
Sure. Eligible agencies are 501c3 nonprofits, schools, municipalities, and religious organizations doing community work in Indiana Michigan Powers Service Territory. So if you're interested and you want to find out more, you can certainly go to our website at www.beringcommunity.org/HOC. That's for Heart of Cook. And you can find out more about the Heart of Cook grants that they do and all our other grants that we provide throughout the year. Due date is still to be determined for next year. It kind of depends on what's going on at the Cook plant and their committee, but it's usually right around mid-February. So you have plenty of time to kind of make your plan and think about it.
All right. And if anyone has questions, they can usually get a hold of you at BCF, right, Susie?
Absolutely. My number is 269-983-3304. And I'm a real person with a real phone, so please feel free to reach out. We're happy to talk to you.
All right. It's always nice to talk to real people and sometimes get the chance to do it in person, too. Bill Downey is with the Cook Plant and the Heart of Cook Foundation. Thanks for your input again today, Bill. We appreciate it. And as always, Susan Matheny from Bering Community Foundation here on the Coast Social Network. It is brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.